Jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, give me a minute here. Give me a minute. Do a little bit of last-minute adjustment here. Hey, I just sent this to you right out there, Spencer. If you can, get this video up there right now. Hey, this is the 19th day of January. January 19th, 2021. Tomorrow is what they say, Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2021. And I don't know if you noticed yesterday, I didn't spend a whole lot of time. Talking about the affairs of the world. We're going to today. I'm gonna give you a theory that I have today. Know this. We were talking before we went on the air. There's a bunch of us in here this morning. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? We're talking about Mike Adams. We're talking about Dave Hodges. We talk about Doug Hagman. We didn't talk about those, but those were the people saying, well, I got the information from SG22 and I get it from Demon Walk number 12. And so there's a lot of information out there, and it's hard for us to determine who to believe. Somebody can say amen, although you don't have to. That's it's a spirit of chaos. I'm convinced. I felt it when I was in Washington, D.C. There's a spirit of chaos, which, by the way, that was the spirit that was here before God showed up. Abahu and Adahu. In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, and the earth was chaotic. The earth was void and without form. That means that was chaos. There was no order. And the devil has constantly tried to get us back into disorder, back into chaos. And there is a chaotic spirit, a spirit of chaos in Washington, D.C., a spirit of chaos across America like I have never, ever felt. Because why? Because we're in the battle of the ages. And so I asked Spencer, I didn't ask him real quick. Spencer, pull this up here. YouTube's going to ban this real quick. We're going to play about 30 seconds of this. Maybe we can keep them from banning it. If you're watching on YouTube, stop it and go to CoachDaveLive.com. We're always going to be on CoachDaveLive.com. We're not going to be banned on CoachDaveLive.com. If I show a video that YouTube doesn't like, they pull it down, ban us. So about 30 seconds of it. But folks, this is it. This is it. Kenny Loggins right here. This is it. We're going to find out who's been lying and who's not been lying. We're going to find out if Trump's all talk or not all talk. This is it. The next 24, 48 hours, we're going to find out. Go on. Just play this theme song real quick.
In my life, I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'll always survive.
We'll always survive.
Now I'm not so sure. You're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say?
Maybe it's over, but only if you want it to be. You can go ahead and pull that down. This is it, baby. This is it. Before I get too far, I want to I want to acknowledge something. I'm really, really proud. I this weekend I was kind of had a lot going on. I always have a lot occupies my brain. Maybe I don't have a lot going on. And my wife said something to me about Chad. So Chad, she says, yeah, Chad's having a Salt and Light Brigade fellowship this week. I said, what? I didn't even know that. Chad's having an event. So I spoke to Chad yesterday. Chad, are you in here? Are you sleeping in today? He must be sleeping in. He's getting old. You know, he's retired. He's getting old and fat and sleeping in now in the morning. But Chad told me, he said, oh, yeah, Coach. He said, we had one. We had about 27 people. I said, what? He said, yeah, we had 27 people come up. He said, they're really, really hungry. Coach, he says, you know what? The good thing is now I can just call for a meeting and I'll have 30 people show up. He said, it may not be the same 30 people. He said, people are really, really hungry. Really got something rolling here. So you guys get a chance later on, call Chad, wake him up, make him mad. And then and then Randy texted me yesterday. Sorry I didn't get back to you, Randy. Randy had an event. Randy had 17 people show up out there in Oklahoma. Is that right, Randy?
13.
13 people. You had 13 show up.
Yeah.
Something's going on there. You're building something, huh, Randy? And folks, these are these little downlines or whatever I've been talking about for how long? I've been talking about them forever. We got to start getting people together. And I believe that people are more awake now than they have ever been. And so as we talked about last week, we're reaffirming our email list so that we can find who we have where. And we're going to start really pushing starting the end of the winter here and in the spring to get these things up and running. If we're still a country, right? And so all of the rumors and all of the threats and all of the woe is me and all the doom and gloom, this is it right now. This is it. We're going to find out here in the next 48 hours what's going on. I got some opinions I'm going to share with you on here in a second. But I want you, first of all, Spence, pull up Dutch Sheets. I think Glenn sent me this morning. Now listen, Dutch Sheets, somebody will talk to Dutch. Dutch is the only guy I know that you can put on double time and sounds normal. He talks so slowly when he's giving you ministry. And so I listen to a lot of my stuff at double time because I want to get through it. And Dutch Sheets putting on double time sounds normal. So let's give him a break today, Spencer. Let's put him at 1.75. And Dutch Sheets is talking about difference makers. Hey, folks, do you want to be a difference maker? The opportunity to be a difference maker is coming now like it has never been in my lifetime. Go ahead and play this real quick there.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to our post for today. Give him 15. We're going to talk about one of my favorite characters today in Scripture, Caleb. I love the man. And the title of our post today is Difference Makers. Caleb, one of the 12 spies whom Moses sent to spy out the land promised by God to Israel, was a bit different. He went against the grain and made it into God's hall of difference makers. In fact, God used this very word to describe him. Caleb, he said, has a different spirit. Numbers 14:24. Indeed, he did. By describing Caleb as different, the Lord was actually comparing him to 10 of the other spies who were conformists, weak in their faith, and sadly, still slaves at heart. These spineless pioneer wannabes affirmed that the promised land truly was as wonderful as God had said. Unfortunately, they also pointed out that it was ruled by giants, protected by strong armies, and filled with fortified cities. God forgot to tell us about giants 9 feet plus in height, they opined. And as cowards often do, these 10 spies poisoned Israel with their fear and unbelief.
Poisoned them with fear.
Believers, giants are bigger than God.
Ironically, amen.
The 10 fearful spies were actually leaders in Israel. Numbers 13:2. Yet they didn't possess the faith needed to advance into the land of promise and challenge the demonized giants controlling it. They were leaders,
amen,
who wouldn't lead, fathers who wouldn't fight.
Though free, amen,
they were still slaves, not warriors. Settlers, not pioneers. And settlers fear giants. Fearful and faithless people build walls to keep giants out. Pioneers dispossess them. Shockingly,
amen,
the 10 settlers actually preferred going back to slavery in Egypt, where their masters fed and clothed them, and they didn't have to fight, than risking their lives for the cause of freedom. No longer were they merely slaves physically. They were now slaves at heart. Their wills had been broken. And when the will has been broken by the cruel hammer of slavery or fear, freedom's call is silenced. Give me liberty or give me death is shouted down by the British are too powerful. Give me my mountain is drowned out by the giants are too big. When the process is complete, we are conformists, safety seekers. Caleb, however, was different. Not only was he willing to fight the giants, but he offered to tackle the biggest. Caleb requested the town of Kiriath Arba as his battle assignment. Why is this significant? Kiriath Arba means the city of Arba, and Arba was the greatest of all the giants, according to Joshua 14:15. The biggest and baddest of these anti-God behemoths ruling the region had chosen a mountain from which to rule, the highest city in all the territory, and renamed the city after himself. Prior to this, it was named Hebron, meaning covenant friendship.
Hebron.
Caleb's attitude toward the giants and their fortified cities was simple. Let's go kill these evil giants and possess the land. I'll take the biggest. Years later, when Caleb was finally allowed to conquer Kiriath Arba, God required Israel to wait 40 more years to do so until the unbelieving generation died. But when he was finally allowed to do so, he changed the city's name to Hebron once again.
Hebron!
There, this warrior enjoyed a wonderful friendship with God, as did many others. In keeping with this symbolism, the city of friendship, Abraham, the friend of God, is actually buried there. Warriors like Caleb, who face fears and conquer giants, prepare the way for others to find friendship with God. Spiritual pioneers also pass on their overcoming nature to the next generation. After Caleb took Kiriath Arba, his nephew Othniel also conquered a giant-controlled city, Kiriath Sefer. He renamed this city Debir, which means the innermost sanctuary. Israel's actual innermost sanctuary was the Holy of Holies, found in the Tabernacle of Moses. This was where God's presence and glory dwelled. Othniel, however, wanted to rule an entire city where God's presence and glory dwelled. So by faith, he called it Debir. Caleb's reproduced those like themselves, God seekers, presence lovers, hungry for him. Many generations later, Hebron would take on even more significance. Newly crowned King David established his first throne there. 7 years later, he moved it to Jerusalem. When Caleb conquered Hebron, little did he know he was pioneering the way for David's future reign over Israel. Pioneers, forerunners of change, don't always see the fullness of that for which they prepare the way. Their pioneering nature, however, just keeps building roads and blazing trails.
Let's do it, Randy! Let's build some roads!
On the backs of different spirited pioneers. Somewhere on the Continental Divide are the bleached bones of a nameless, faceless pathfinder who died opening up a pathway for you. Arlington Cemetery houses the graves of unknown soldiers who died preparing the way for your freedom.
Amen.
America now needs another generation of selfless, no-compromising pioneer patriots, prayer warriors, government leaders, businessmen and women, media people, educators, and certainly leaders in the church. The frontier these 21st century pioneers must conquer is one of mindsets and beliefs, not a mountain.
Amen.
And the minefield we face is one of ideas and ideologies, not an Omaha beach. But the need for different spirited pioneers is every bit as great.
Amen.
The church, too, was built by warrior pioneers and needs a rebirth of the same.
Yeah.
The soil under the Roman Colosseum is stained with the blood of pioneering martyrs, our brothers and sisters, who died to advance the cause of our pioneering leader.
Amen.
They're watching us on the balcony of heaven, and their blood is crying out for a generation to emerge who won't lower the standard. This great cloud of witnesses is waiting for a generation of difference makers to arise in America that will once again be willing to lay down their lives for heaven's holy cause. What will your response be? I pray you choose the path of a pioneer, spiritual warrior. Leave the crowd. Don't be a follower. Be different. Buck the broken system and rock the proverbial boat. May your commitment to the cause make the complacent nervous.
Amen.
14:24. But my servant, Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. As you think about your prayer time today, here are some thoughts for you. Think about God's statement describing Caleb. He had a different spirit. Ask the Lord to show you what that would mean for you.
Yes, Lord.
Ask the Lord to show you in areas of your life where, through fear or intimidation, you have settled for something other than God's best for you. Ask him to awaken a warrior spirit in you. Tell him you want to take out spiritual giants.
Amen.
Ask him to do this for the church in America also. And determine to be a part of the prayer army God is raising up to take down the giants and strongholds in our nation. Also, determine to be part of this effort in every practical way possible. Giving, voting, speaking up, running for office, etc. And now let's pray this prayer together. Father, we ask for a fresh impartation of courage. We ask you to break off intimidation and fear from the church in America.
Amen.
Also, convict us of apathy, complacency, and for becoming conformists. Let the fire and commitment of the early church be infused into us in this hour. Give us a Caleb heart. Forgive us for negligence in allowing the left to take over so much of America.
Yes,
forgive
Lord.
Forgive us for abandoning government involvement, for turning it over to those who oppose it. We have done the same with education, media, pro-life issues, and other areas of our culture. We have lost much ground by default. Please forgive us for this. And now, may we live our messages and songs. We sing about taking cities and yet have taken none. We sing about being warriors, yet we cower. And we sing songs declaring you've never lost a battle, not realizing that that has never been the question or the issue. The real question is, will we rise in the authority you gave us and win battles? You have never lost one. We have. But now, Lord, we declare our faith. You are building a glorious ecclesia that the gates of hell will no longer prevail against. You said you would, and we know you are. We will rise up in the authority you have given us and govern for you. According to Matthew 16, 19, we will bind and loose. We will forbid and allow. We will open and close. We will represent you, the glorious King, in all of your majesty and authority. And we will not lose because you have already won. We decree these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And our decree over our nation today is, we decree that the Caleb spirit, the anointing of our King, is rising up in the ecclesia of America to take out giants. Amen.
Amen.
I should add part of the posters taken from them.
That's good enough. That's good enough. Wow, huh? Wow. Wow. That's the way I see it. It's exactly the way I see it. And are you guys looking at me right now? Some of you are called to things beyond what you could ever imagine you're going to do. Some of you are. Because of this time in which we live. Do you understand that Caleb was just a guy who just was obedient to what God told him to do? You know, if Caleb hadn't responded, we would never know the name of Caleb. If David hadn't showed up on the scene, we would never know the name of David. God might have found somebody else. Maybe he'd have found Glenn. Maybe he'd have found Ohio Brett. Maybe he'd have found Randy. But he'd have found somebody to sling that stone. And history is made up of insignificant people who become significant. They become significant because they do significant things. You can't plan. I couldn't have any more planned my, if I would have planned my life, I'd still be playing center field for the New York Yankees. That was my plan. My plan didn't work. Well, then my next plan was, well, I'm going to be the next football coach at Ohio State University. Well, they found somebody else to do it. Maybe we could say, well, the Lord didn't want me to be that. Well, maybe I wasn't obedient to what the Lord wanted me to do. He said, oh, well, I'll find somebody else to do that. Or maybe I stepped up early and the Lord said, hey, forget about being that coach and stuff. How about coming over here and working? You come over here and work? I say, yeah, I'll come over there and work. Yeah. Yeah, coach. Lord, I'll come out. Here I am, Lord. Send me. I'll go over there. He says, you want to go over there? The people are going to laugh at you and put on tinfoil hats and pastors are going to push back against you and you're going to lose friends. You want to do it? Yeah. I think that'd be kind of fun. I'll do that. Now, how many of you right now are sitting right on that precipice of your life, getting ready to be launched into really what your whole life's work is about, what you're getting ready to do, not about what you've done? It's right in front of you. The most significant movement, the most significant moment of your life is in front of you, folks. It isn't behind you. Trust me, it is. And the Lord is looking for Calebs. He's looking for Joshuas. He's looking for fearless men who will be obedient to follow the call of God. Not be as Dutch said, conformers. There's a spirit of conforming in America today. The churches are full of it. If you're non-conformist, you're not welcome in church. Because why? Churches are designed to conform people. And Jesus said, be not to be conformed to this world. Paul did. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the way you think, the renewing of your mind. Get rid of stinking thinking. Don't be a conformist. Step out, move, lead, do the dangerous thing. Yeah, but one life is, who was it that said, Nathan Hale, maybe? I regret that I have but one life to give to my country. Was that Nathan Hale? Some one of those guys, right? God, we live in such fear. We live in such powerlessness. Come on, man. Every one of you, right where you are, can make a difference. Every one of you. Why haven't you tried to start a huddle yet? Hang on. I hear some of you say, Coach, I contacted you. I'm trying to get it. Some of you right there said, well, I can't. Who am I? Who am I? I can't do it. I can't do it. Tell me, let me tell you something. Can you invite people and then turn on a TV screen and play a video? And then after the 10 minutes video over, say to the people, what do you think? Can you sit around with 10 of your friends and say, hey, what do you think about that video? What do you think? And start a conversation and build relationships and get to the point where you actually have to exercise your faith. You have to. You don't have to depend on some 6-foot icicle standing in the pulpit. But you have something to say that the Lord God Almighty will put words in your mouth and you'll speak those words on his behalf. Yeah, you. Here I am, Lord, send me. And when he said, here I am, Lord, send me. Now we got a whole book in the Bible about him. Why? Because he simply obeyed. He just obeyed. He conquered fear and he just obeyed. I want to exhort you to know that the days ahead are going to be like something we have never, ever seen. Never seen. And I haven't done a lot of rumor mongering and doing all this. And here's what's going on. And this guy said this, and this guy said this, and it's all just different information and chaos. And the clouds are beginning to part. We're going to find out what's going on. And what is it, the role that you're going to play in it? John Diamond, I see your hand up. Come on in.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, John.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, I just got in here about 2 minutes ago and heard the end of Dutch Sheets' message here, but Lord had me up about 4 o'clock in the morning and laid the book of Esther on my heart. I just came out to my kitchen where I'm sitting here and just started reading it. And I believe that's the days in which we're living right now. There is a grand conspiracy out there to destroy the church. And I believe that this is the day and the hour. And I just got to the point, if you understand the story, where the law had already been written to go ahead and kill the Jews. Well, they couldn't reverse that. The laws of the Medes and the Persians wouldn't allow that. So he sent out another law saying that the Jews have the right to defend themselves. And that's exactly what happened. And when the church stood up and defended itself from the attack of the enemy, it says many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews became upon them. The Christian church has no respectability today because we're a bunch of weak, timid sissies. And when people who are not believers, when the people who are not believers see the church stand up and man up and actually be what we're called to do, that's when I believe the Great Awakening will happen.
Amen, John. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. As my buddy John Barnett said, there's going to be a rude awakening before there's a great awakening. Let me do a little bit of braggadociousness on you here a second, if I can. Let me get over to my computer. Hey, I just sent to you, Spencer, that last thing I just sent to you. What was it, buddy? Can you pull that thing up there? Because I didn't send it to me. It says hit list. Pull that up there, folks. You got to see this. Oh, you didn't get, wait a minute. There it is, to Dave. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Okay. Hang on. Hey, I'm coming to you right now. Somebody come in and say something while I'm getting this thing to
Coach. Yeah. Jeremiah 29:11. If somebody would read that, Coach, this will hit us hard. This is where we're at. Jeremiah 29:11.
Somebody read that. Jeremiah 29:11. I'm searching here.
How about if I just quoted for you? For I know the plan that I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you hope in a future. But you actually got to read all of Jeremiah 29, and especially verse 10. They were going into captivity. God told them, you're not coming out of it. It's going to be 70 years. So while you're there, plant some vineyards, take some wives, and have some children, period.
Amen, Dale.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's it, isn't it? Huh? I know the thoughts that I have towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil. Yeah, those are his thoughts towards us, but we gotta do some stuff. Can you get that hit list up there for me, Spencer? Did you get it? I just want to brag a minute. I'm sorry if my pride's showing. I got this. Somebody forwarded this to me. This is some intel from the left regarding anti-abortion insurrections at the U.S. Capitol overview. This is some leftist intel. And look at this. You think we're not over the target? Look at the people who were there. Why, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, host of Coach Dave Live, founder of Salt and Lie Brigade, also runs a survivalist training camp in Ohio. And so was Bobby Lee was there. Bobby Lee cohort storming the walls of the Capitol. There's a video of Bobby marching to the Capitol, outlining plans. Bobby Lee, host of Wake Up 508, Salt and Lie Brigade. Bobby, they're watching us. Extensive coverage of Christian warrior training in camp in Ohio. Recorded many videos. Oh, there's Chad Estes, former state patrolman. Oh, my goodness. Bevelyn Beatty. Oh, Jason Storms. Jason Storms. Yeah, I know these guys. Tyler Hansen. John Brockoff, convicted clinic bomber. Oh, associated with the Army of God, Operation Saving Missionaries, a preview video of him outlanding plans to storm the Capitol. Jeff Durbin, Warren Hamilton, Sarah Cleveland, Abby Johnson, Frank Campan, another one of my buddies, Rusty Thomas, Matt Trua. Hey, boys, we're rubbing elbows with the right people. We're rubbing elbows with the right people.
Amen,
see,
Coach.
See,
amen.
See, here's the thing. See, if all the people that the left could have had their eyeballs on, who they got their eyeballs on? Huh? Who they got their eyeballs on? Why? Because we're raising up. God's raising up men. God's raising up a crew, man. Right there's your evidence for you. Right there it is, baby. Oh, my goodness.
Your coach.
Huh?
We're light exposing the roaches, and they're scurrying. They don't like light, right?
They don't. Hey, Mark, let me ask you something. Where is Franklin Graham on this list? Anybody see Frank Graham on there or Benny Hinn? Or,
very dimly. Very dim light.
Yeah, I don't see them there, do they? By the way, if you want more information, just contact Kat Green. She'll send you more about what we're doing. So be encouraged, man. Be encouraged about where we are and what's going on. And your opportunity, as the scripture says, to have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. See, listen, hear me. Most people, when they read this, they would grovel in fear. I see it as an award.
Amen, Coach.
I see it as a medal they're putting on my chest. How many people were in Washington, D.C.? Million? And they got me? They got me that we got, they got us there. Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Why? Because there's anointing on what we're doing. Now look, folks, your friends who aren't woke or people who are watching this right now, they don't get this. When I come in and do this show every day, I don't come in to speak to new people. We're training soldiers here. We're training soldiers of the cross. Now hang on. Thank you, Lord. See, I want to see how good you are, Spencer. Find Webster's 1828 dictionary for me. Because we've allowed everybody else to, what's the word? Classify, to, we've allowed them to take their labels and make whatever they want to on us. Put up soldier. What's a soldier? See, because you guys think of guns and knives and bullets and tanks. What's a soldier? It's a man engaged in military service, and one of his occupation is military. Man enlisted for service. Man enrolled for service. Went on duty or embodied for military discipline. Private as a militia. Emphatically, a brave warrior. A man of military experience and skill, or a man of distinguished valor. What? Bravery and valor, in the sense of an officer of any grade, may be denominated as a soldier. Listen, I don't even hunt. I'm going to have to start shooting some deer. I don't kill stuff. I don't want to see anybody get killed. I'm a soldier of the cross. And what I try to be, I try to be a brave warrior. And I try to be a man of experience and skill. And I try to be a man of distinguished valor. That's what a soldier is. And you're a soldier of the cross. And as soon as we mention soldier, we all cower. Oh, guns and knives and shooting. No. The left has planted that. That's why you have to renew your mind. You got to quit with that stinking thinking. You got to get your mind right, right? Renew your mind. Boy, I'm all over the place. Come on in, Randy. Then John Dime. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, evil, darkness, principalities knew our little group was right where it was standing in that crowd. It came through their coach twice. They pushed through there with that military group pushing through. They put a line right through us twice with an X. There was trolls in pictures we've taken. There's trolls. There was dark people in there all around us, Coach. Evil knew we were there. I'm telling you, they were trying to distort us, try to mess us up. Because that little group, and I'm not saying there wasn't others, but Coach, I know for a fact they knew where we were at, and they tried to isolate us. They tried to take us out of our game, and that is a great testimony, Coach. I'm part of that. Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Yes, we're all part of that. Amen. Amen. We're over the target. John Diamond, did you want to come back in? Your hands up. That's the only reason I asked, John. Okay, cool. Anybody want to say anything else about that? Because I want to throw something out on the table here that I don't normally do. But Kimberly, go ahead, Kimberly.
We fell asleep at the wheel. I mean, you have to think for the left, Satan, to have taken over to the point where we're all cowering. I mean, it's like God had a kingdom, and then man came and had a kingdom inside God's kingdom. And then man made their own kingdom, now kicking God out of the kingdom.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, they're so good at it. We got, it's like if you put a sheep, you put sheep inside of a you know, nice grazing field, they just eat. They don't think about it. And all they did is like, you know, give them a home, give them some nice stuff, you know, and then make it really difficult where they're freaking out that they can't pay bills. So they're going to go to work, and then they're going to come home, and they're going to go to work and come home, and they die. That's nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere. You know, I was reading Luke, and Luke said, Jesus said to the apostles, leave all your stuff, pack a few clothing, and follow me. And then we became a slave to our stuff. We're so busy. It's like a squirrel chasing his tail. Meanwhile, a wolf's walking up on it. Anyway, redirect what's important to us.
Not only that, Kimberly, we go to church and pray for more stuff. We want more stuff, right?
Yeah.
More stuff to burn us down.
Yeah, they do the name it and claim it. You know, I'm going to get the parking. Oh, I'm going to get a Mercedes. You know, well, you got to pay for that Mercedes too.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Jack, you're interrupting, but I'm going to let you do it. I got other hands up in the air, but go ahead, Jack.
I'm sorry. I'm going to ask Caleb and Joshua, you guys, are we going to have to spend some time in the wilderness till we can get rid of the pansies and grow a generation of warriors?
We're going to ride the stallion and shoot the nags. That's what we're going to do. We don't have time to mess around with that, Jack. Come on in, Bobby Lee. Hey, Bobby Lee, they're calling you out. They're calling you out, Bobby Lee.
You know, it's that little bitty channel that I got does not even have 850 subscribers, and it's got me up there at the top of the list with you and Chad Estes. It's something incredible to see.
Well, you know why that is? Because the Lord is smiling on your effort. He's breathing on your efforts.
All I do is videos, Coach.
It doesn't matter. Don't ever say that. Because he just reached down. He just patted you on the back.
Amen, Bobby. Right? Way to go, Bobby Lee.
Keep after him, Bobby.
They're afraid of you. You're not afraid of them.
That's right.
Put them on a watch list.
No, heck no, heck no. So Dale, funny. Come on in, Dale. Your hand's up, Dale.
I'm coming. I'm sorry, Coach. I was flipping through my Bible. It's a beautiful book.
All right. Shame on you.
Brother, let me tell you what. The question for me, first, I already know the answer to this rhetorical question. Who's changing here? Are we supposed to be changing in this sense because of depending on who's in the White House? We don't move. We don't change. God don't change. Isaiah 43 talks about, he says, and I will deliver you when you even pass through the fire. Meshach and Abednego came after that. That was in the book of Daniel. Isaiah was prior to that. And they did not see the fourth man in the fire until they were pushed in the fire. The church right now is wanting Donald Trump to move right now. And it's like, no, God, until you see your enemy, will God then deliver you? Brother, and truthfully to me, it's still not over. There's a bunch of crazy stuff in Washington. But as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said unto King Nebuchadnezzar, understand this, King, our God is able to deliver us even through this fire. But if he don't, I want you to understand, we will not bend our knee to
you. Amen. 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 Come on in, Myra.
Yes. I don't know about the rest of us, but we're fasting, and I am asking the Lord to forgive me because I have been inactive. I mean, we have gotten to this point is because of inactivity from the church, from us individually. So, mighty Amen. Jesus, please forgive me and give
We're all responsible. We all could open our mouth. Go ahead, Glenn. I saw you pop in there if you wanted to.
No, I just wanted to amen, Myra. That's how I feel too, and that's probably it. How a lot of us feel. And thank you for fasting. I'm fasting along with you.
Me too. I hope some of you are still fasting, right? Still fasting those 48 hours for 48 years of child killing. I pray we are. By the way, Joe Scheidler died yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. You say, who's Joe Scheidler? He is the father of the pro-life movement. And whether it's been successful or not, Joe Scheidler was the first one to awaken people. And God bless Joe Scheidler for his efforts. Okay, I'm going to do something I never do. I'm going to talk some rumors, okay? Now, if you're looking at me, and you are right now, don't you run around and tell everybody, Coach Dave said this. Coach Dave said this is what's going to happen. Because I don't know. Okay? I don't know. But I've spent the last 2 weeks studying everything that's going on around me, watching, listening to different people, taking this with a grain of salt, taking that with a grain of salt, keeping my face like flint, setting my face like flint, not veering to the left or the right. No matter what this guy says or that guy says, I keep moving forward. Game day is today, January 19th and January 20th. We're at game day. And I want to bring this to the table, lay it on the table. We can discuss it. But I believe of all the things that are going on, this has some validity. Now, Jack, you put on your seat belts because you're going to need to have to be buckled down here a minute. Because I've been hearing about this stuff ever since I began to be awakened 25 years ago. This whole idea of a sovereign citizen and all that kind of stuff and your capital letters on your birth certificate and a social security. Now, you can raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You have to say, I've heard all that stuff too. I've heard all that stuff too. Well, I've been doing some investigating. And so I'm going to throw this out here. Listen, hear me. I don't know if this is true. This is purely informational, okay? Strictly, purely informational. I wonder how many of you out there have ever heard of the Act of 1871. Raise your hand if you have. Don't lie. Because I really hadn't heard much about the Act of 1781. I really hadn't. And so I'd heard about it. Sovereign citizens and, United States is a corporation and all that. Here's what I think. I don't know, informational now. I don't think, this is a possibility. I'm going to show you a video here in a second. That there's two United States, folks. There are two United States. There's the United States that was founded by the Declaration of Independence and One Nation Under God, that whole thing, the Constitution, all that. But in 1871, we'd just come out of the Civil War. We were financially in debt because of the Civil War. We'd hawked our future to fight the Civil War. And we're about to go bankrupt. And the Act of 1781 was an agreement that Washington, D.C. made with foreign powers to prop us up financially. And in 1871, it's called the Act of 1871. I'm going to show you a very quick video here. All of a sudden, the United States, it's like this. Picture this. It's like the real church and the corporate church. You with me, John Diamond? About the ecclesia, and as Larry would say, the Satanic Social Club. They are both churches, but they are not the real church. Are you guys with me? I'll just say, I got you, Coach. I'm following you.
Amen, Coach.
Well, in the Act of 1871, a corporation called the United States of America was formed in 1871. And from the time of 1871, the people in Washington, D.C., our elected officials, we thought they were serving we the people, but they were serving the corporation of the United States. I know. Hey, I've been hearing about it for 20 years and didn't want to pay any attention about it. And that, folks, is that the possibility of what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Is it possible that the corporation formed in 1871 is now defunct? Is that why they've been after Donald Trump so much? Is that why when he got a hold of the Federal Reserve and brought it back under his control? You know that, right? You know he did all that, right? Brought the Federal Reserve, changed all that. Is it because he's once again restoring? Remember his inaugural address that he was going to give the government back to the people. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? And that could that explain why all those people in high places are they're scrambling because they don't want this old government restored. They want to continue to serve them. So here's a real quick video. I think you can play it at about 1.5 time. This is the act of 1871. And I feel ashamed. The guy who considers myself, yeah, you can play it. It's only 5 minutes. I feel ashamed that I didn't know more about the act of 1871. Did you, John Diamond? Did you ever heard of the act of 1871? Don't lie. Don't lie, because this is when America went from being a government of, by, and for the people to a government owned by corporate entities. Go ahead and play it. In a time and a half, George. We the people of the United States, this is the preamble. We ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States of America. Constitution of the United States of America. Now watch, that word's gonna change from of before. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That's the Declaration of Independence, you guys know that. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. When any government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to abolish the form. Right, okay, we know that. Founding on principles, organizing its power, such forms that insult seem most likely to affect that. July 4th, 1776, the greatest experiment ever began. It ended on February. Stop that a minute. Freeze it. Okay, so 1776 to 1871. Go right back there. They're right there. Just play that a second. 41st Congress of Secession. Under the Acts of the 41st Congress, Congress passed an act entitled an act to provide a government for the District of Columbia. Now, hang on, Randy. Pause that. Did anybody go to D.C. with me, Steve? Anybody go to D.C. and go and pray on some cornerstones? Anybody here do that? Huh?
Yep.
Say, yeah, I did that. I did that. Absolutely. Why? Because in 1871, they set up the District of Columbia. And watch what they did. I'm sorry to yell so loud. Hey, do this. Hey, Stuart, Spencer, Frankie, just play it at the regular speed, and I'll shut up. Under the Act of the 41st Congress, that's the chapter 1, 2, an act to provide a government for the District of Columbia. It's also known as the Act of 1871. Hey folks, I have to read it for people who are just listening, okay? Congress, under no constitutional authority to do so, created a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, which is a 10-mile square parcel of land located between Maryland and Virginia, which, by the way, we went and prayed over the cornerstones, and Steve went and washed the feet of George Washington, right? You with me? Keep going. At the time, our country was in peril, suffering from bankruptcy due to the Civil War. Freeze it. A strategic maneuver by European interests, the international bankers. Congress knew we were in trouble and cut a deal with the internet. Congress, we were broke. We were bankrupt. And Congress cut a deal with the international bankers, known as the Act of 1871. Go ahead, Spence, and then I'll tell you. Freeze. In essence, this act formed the corporation known as the United States. Go ahead. Play it, Spence. I'm sorry. Note the Note the capitalization begins. It is important. This corporation owned by foreign interests moved right in and shoved the original organic version of the Constitution into a dusty corner. And you're going to watch it go from the Constitution of the United States to the Constitution for the United States. You're going to watch it right before your very eyes. After 1861, our Constitution was defaced in the sense that the title was block capitalized and the word for was changed to the word of in the title. Instead of the Constitution for the United States of America, it became the Constitution of the United States of America. Go ahead. Capital letters. Here's how the original was written by the founding fathers. The Constitution for the United States of America. No capital letters other than Constitution. The altered version reads all capital letters, the Constitution of the United States of America. Not for, of. Small change. Go ahead. It's not the same document you think it is. Corporate Constitution operates in its present. Corporate Constitution signed with the British constitutes and operates in an economic capacity and has been used to fool the people into thinking it is the same parchment that governs the Republic. It is not. There's a Constitution. Yes.
Okay, I wanted to add one more thing on there about the capital letters. Those are significant also. If you look at your Social Security card, it's all capital letters. You look at every credit card, debit card, all those cards that you have, it's always all capital letters. That means something because that's corporate language. Understand?
Okay, stay with me a second. That's one of the things I learned in education class at Otterbein College, okay? Big people, big picture people. Wait a second. Big people, small. In other words, some people, when you're watching a movie, some people need to know what happens in the end. You ever take your kids to the movie and they say, Daddy, does the dog die in the end? Because they can't relax till they know whether the dog's going to be alive at the end. They want to know how it comes out. So a lot of you are big picture fiction. You want to know how it ends in the end. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I think maybe is going on. I don't know. Maybe is going on. Has Donald Trump dissolved the corporation of the United States of America? Is it possible that Joe Biden, when they swear Joe Biden in, they swear him in as president of a now defunct corporate entity? I don't know. Don't go around telling everybody that I said that this is the truth. Is this a possibility? And is it a possibility that we may be for a period of time without a president? We may be without a president because we are shifting from the old school. I'm just saying, I don't know. Go ahead and finish the video. I'll shut up. Finish the video.
Coach, we're at the edge of the fire. We're not in there yet.
Not in there yet. Okay, we can quit playing this. Because now I've made the point to you, right? Are we now under, have we been living since 1871 under two constitutions? I know some guys want to come in here. I'm going to let Vinny come on in.
You got it. Right. You've been living under a fallacy. It's all about semantics. It's all about language. It's about legalese. He's right about the capitalization. It changes everything. Now, Woodrow Wilson in 1913 gave corporations the rights of a person. That was a big change. That's what made all this crap. That's what cemented all this crap.
I mean, okay. So listen, folks, don't run around and say, Coach said this is what's going on. I'm putting this out as a possibility. I don't know. Joe Allen, come on in.
That's where all our taxes go to.
Our taxes do not go to fund the federal government. Our taxes go to the Federal Reserve, folks. Just look it up. Just look it up. Our money, the IRS, all this stuff. Bobby Lee, come on in. Your hand's up. Maybe you don't want to come in. John Diamond, your hand's up. You want to come in? No, he's not even in his chair. Okay, are you with me? Okay, now look, are you guys with me here? Listen, I'm going to tell you. I don't know. Steve Deck, go ahead.
Yeah, that's why we have that gold flag. It's for this.
I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm on page 12 and you're on page 16, all right? Huh? The Admiralty flag. Have you guys seen the pictures? So I don't know. I don't know, Spencer, if you can do that. If you can pull up, there's two different flags that fly, folks. Hey, where's Jack when I need him? Where's Jack? Because this is right down Jack's alley. See if you can pull up a picture of the flag with gold trim. Type that in. See if you can find it. Because the flag, there it is. See, look, folks. See, the gold-trimmed flag means something different than the regular flag. Right? The gold, why? The gold, oh, my goodness. It has to do with admiralty law and who was under and who was serving. And I know. Is Jack out there? Of all the days for Jack to miss, he's going to be eating every feather in his pillow when he finds out he missed his chance to come in here.
This was his opening.
Huh? Are you with me, guys? Are you with me? Okay, now look, so I got a couple other things. Look at this. Hey, click on four largest corporations in the world. Did anybody know this? Of course, we don't know this, right? Four largest corporations in the world. There's two constants. I got a lot of good information I'll give to you. I'm just saying, is this possible? Here's proof that the United States is a criminal corporation. I'll get you these links. I don't have time to present all these to you. But scroll down at bottom. I want you to know that you guys, stop a minute. Stop. Quiz. Stop. Does anybody know the four largest corporations in the world? Anybody know? Anybody want to rattle them off? IBM.
Viacom.
IBM.
Walmart.
Facebook. YouTube. Right? Four largest corporations in the world, right? Yeah, scroll down. Four largest corporations in the world. There you go. Keep going. Number one, the constitutional United States. It's the largest corporation in the world. Going down. Number two, the federal United States. Second largest. Oh, no, wait. I'm on the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Don't pay attention to that. I'm on the wrong. Scroll on down. Keep going. There you go. Four largest corporations in the world, the Vatican.
Oh, my God.
Largest corporation in the world is the Vatican. Number two, scroll on down.
London.
The United Nations. Second largest corporation in the world. Number three, the United States. Third largest corporation in the world. And number four, the old queen, the inner city of London. Those are the four largest corporations in the world.
Dave, when they say largest, are you talking financial monies?
I haven't read it that much in depth, Roger, but I would assume that's what it means. Yes. So the United States is a corporation. There's a United States corporation. Here's the, please don't believe me. Please do your own research.
Doesn't it sound fishy that the Vatican was involved in our election and they're the second largest corporation?
Well, isn't that something? Isn't that something?
I'm scratching my chin.
And we're finding out now that probably the crown was as well. Isn't that interesting? Why? Because Donald Trump is trying to pull us all away from all of this mess. So we are led to believe. Listen, I got to show a video. Isn't this so good? You guys got so much homework to do. Go down to play.
Go ahead. Yeah, tell them to play the video you want. But I want to tell you something, Coach. I'm so grateful. We have known each other, but this stuff and Joseph and those people who brought this, I've been talking to my wife the past 3 weeks about this incorporation thing. Brother, in my spirit, that thing about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's like tomorrow is where King Nebuchadnezzar is called the people to either bow down or be thrown into the fire. This is it, and this is that time. And brother, we're not seeing Jesus in the fire yet, but brother, I believe our feet are getting pretty close to the edge.
I think so too. So listen, I'm going to play a video. I don't even know who this lady is. It's only had 761 views. I don't know if she's an expert or not, but I want you to listen to this. It's 3 minutes and 12 seconds. Listen to this.
Read something to you off my screen, and I think you're going to like it. So hang on to your hats. Here we go. A peaceful transition is coming. Trump will not be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States on January 20th. Trump will take office as the 19th president of the United States on March 4th under the restored republic. Let me explain. You believe you live in a nation called United States of America. This nation hasn't existed since 1871, when this country ceased to be a nation and became a corporation belonging to the City of London. Every time you see an American flag with a gold fringe and gold tilt attached to it, it represents the corporation, not the country. This is the reason you can never make progress financially. This is why the law always seems to be against the average citizen, while the rich and the elite literally get away with murder and worse things. If Biden, Harris, Pence, Pelosi, etc. are arrested for their crimes before January 20th, there will be no one to assume the presidency. Since Trump has not been certified as the presidential winner by Congress, he cannot remain president. If there is no president on January 20th, the corporation known as the United States of America will be dissolved. The military will then become the guardians of the nation during the transition. People will then have irrefutable proof. That the election was stolen by foreign entities and that Trump was chosen by a landslide. Trump then assumes the presidency as the 19th president of the United States. The last president elected before America became a corporation was Ulysses S. Grant, Republic restored.
Now, amen.
I really
amen.
Don't know amen. All the details involved in this. Just know the end goal.
I don't know. I don't know. Is it true? Is it true? And see, listen, folks, it would explain so much that when those guys go to Washington, D.C., pardon me, the bull crap they get away with because they're not under the laws of the United States of America that we think they're under. They're under a law of the corporation. They're serving the corporation. You see? Now,
hey, Coach,
I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know. But this is as feasible to me as anything I've come across. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you know, way before the election this started, but it went into steroids on the election day. Our side has been glomming onto and hanging on to every tidbit of information, true or not, that came out over the internet about what was going to happen, what the plans were, who had the plans, how it was going to all fix itself. One by one by one, they've all fallen to the wayside, but they have all accomplished one thing. They kept us, except for possibly Salt and Light Brigade and maybe a few other groups here and there. They've kept us in a box. Now, once again, we've got another future date where it's all going to get fixed. I don't think it is. I hope it is, but I don't think it is. I think we're going to have to go through some really, really tough times, just like Israel did every time they strayed away from serving God. We have stopped serving God in this country. Our country is going to feel the pain.
Well, I'm with you, Larry, and I don't think I ever said we weren't. I don't. I just trying to show us what I think maybe is going on. Mark Trump, come on in.
In the chat, there's a link to Jim Odell, who's a congressman, who is talking about the restored Republican guardians. And this came out the 18th yesterday. So there's evidently congressmen who believe what you're saying, Coach. They're putting it forth.
Well, and I think it's important to keep in mind, even if Trump takes the mantle, they're not going to go out letting him do too much. They are going to crash the economy. So even if he is our president, there'll be difficult times. They're not going to just stand back.
So I agree with Larry. It's not going to be easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying, could this be what's going on? Rochelle, come on in.
I don't listen to Nancy Pelosi like ever because it, you know, makes me want to throw up. But I do remember before the election and her laying out, you know, the game plan and if they were going to fumigate him out of the White House and all of that stuff. But one thing, now that you show this, remember she said, well, we don't have to have an inauguration for Joe and the White House. We can have our own government somewhere else. And I'm like, what is this crazy woman talking about? But obviously they know this game plan also. which is why she made that remark, right?
Isn't that why they tried to impeach him? And they wanted him off the... Folks, listen. There is something going on beyond what we understand is going on, okay? Remember this. All of those troops, all of those fences that are being built in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump is president of the United States. He ordered them put up, not Joe Biden, not Nancy Pelosi. So there's something going on that we don't all really get yet. We don't really understand. But as I said at the beginning of the show, this is it. We are at kickoff time. We're going to find out what's real and what's not real. And folks, continue to fast. Continue to pray that God's will is going to be done. What a time to be alive. Hey, I hope I see you tomorrow. If the power is here, we'll be here. God bless you. See you then.